Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Russia, weekly protest against persecution in China held outside the Chinese consulate in Irkutsk for over 5 years. Shenyang presents humanity's treasure in U.S. capital. Raising our moral standards. Canada, documentary reveals Chinese organ trade shocks Winnipeg audiences. Posters across China during holidays offer a message of hope and justice. And Shanxi woman dies after 5 months in coma. Now for the stories. Russia, weekly protest against persecution in China held outside the Chinese consulate in Irkutsk for over 5 years. Falun Gong practitioners in Irkutsk, Russia, have been introducing Falun Gong and calling for an end to the persecution in China every Wednesday for more than 5 years, across the street from the local Chinese consulate. They expose the brutalities of the persecution of Falun Gong in China and collect signatures to support lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, the former head of the CCP who launched the persecution in 1999. Consular officials have interfered with Falun Gong activities multiple times. They have called in the police and asked Russian law enforcement to take action against local Falun Gong practitioners. Police arrived outside the consulate brandishing submachine guns on at least one occasion. As Falun Gong practitioners persist in clarifying the facts about the peaceful practice and the persecution it faces in China, police officers have learned that practitioners are simply exercising their right to peacefully protest, a right afforded under Russian constitutional law. They have since stopped bothering the practitioners. The local protest has been held rain or shine every Wednesday for over 5 years. Winter days here in Siberia are short and icy cold, yet practitioners persist even in temperatures as low as minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit. When passersby show concern for them, they respond with words like, "Yes, we are cold, but we feel warm when we realize that our voice of protest will help stop the persecution in China." One elderly gentleman remarked after hearing about the persecution, "It's no surprise. The goals of the Communist Party are to slander and to persecute." He signed his name to support lawsuits against Jiang Zemin without hesitation. A couple commented on the persecution, saying, "It's terrible. We will certainly support you." Both the husband and the wife signed the petition and wished Falun Gong practitioners good luck. Many passers-by express well wishes and their appreciation of the practitioners' persistent efforts for justice. Some said, "It's so great to have people like you." A couple with 3 children said, "We have been buried in our own lives and didn't know what's going on. The persecution is terrible. Thank you for spreading the news." The couple and their 2 sons signed the petition.
Shenyang presents humanity's treasure in U.S. capital. Shenyang Performing Arts returned to the Kennedy Center Opera House in Washington, D.C. for the 10th year on February 16th through the 21st. The masterful dance and music production attracted theatergoers from a variety of fields and backgrounds, and all 3 weekend shows were sold out. Cardinal Donald Wuerl, the 6th Archbishop of Washington, said, "This show was dramatic, dynamic, energetic, and very creative. I think we share something very, very much in common," he shared. "That is the understanding that there is a spark of the divine in each one of us. It touches something beautifully spiritual in all of us," Cardinal Wuerl added. Burton Wides, an attorney and former special counsel for President Jimmy Carter, said, "It's such a beautiful show. The diverse spiritual traditions and ethnic traditions still survive." This was the 5th time he had seen the show. Mr. Wides noted that Shenyang presented values that are universal among all of humanity. He added, "I believe the best values of humanity are the same for good people everywhere in terms of kindness, compassion, and truth." B.J. Penn, former Assistant Secretary of the Navy, was especially touched by the lyrics of songs performed by Shenyang's vocalists. To him, the lyrics provided, as he described, words for your heart and words to live by. Mr. Penn said the entire performance was very positive and a good way for us to live our lives. He was left with 3 words: peace, hope, happiness. Granted, there are mean people out there in the world, he said, but we cannot let them get us down. We have to do the right things. John Convey, a professor at the Catholic University of America, said, "There was everything in there that I enjoy." He enjoyed both the spiritual and artistic aspects of the performance. Mr. Convey shared his understanding. Liberation through the spiritual dimension, the fact that we're all connected together as people, but also connected to heaven. We come from heaven, and we go back to heaven. Shenyun will continue its tour of the United States with performances in Springfield, Illinois, and Cincinnati, Ohio, in February, and New York City in March.
Raising our moral standards. It is known throughout China that Falun Gong practitioners strive to live in accordance with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. As a result, the moral standards of Chinese society and people's behavior toward one another are improving. The following story is an example of the compassion and kindness that Falun Gong practitioners show to others. Giving back the gifts. Far from my home, on the other side of my village, lives a woman whose leg was disabled, and she had to use a cane to walk. I rarely saw her and had never spoken to her, yet one day she came to our house. She asked my mother if I could help her get a certificate of disability. Of course, I helped her fill out the forms, and after receiving the certificate, she came back to my house and gave my mother a basket of eggs and several pairs of socks. These were gifts in return for the simple favor I had done for her. The lady and her husband sold shoes and socks in the market to make a living. Their financial situation was very tight. When I got home and saw the gifts she had left for us, I said to my mother, "We cannot keep these. We must give them back." My mother said, "I know, I shouldn't have taken her gifts." But she nearly cried as she stood there leaning on her cane. I felt that I had no choice but to take them. It would have been impolite to have refused them. My mother thought about it and had a suggestion. The lady's elder sister lived in our village, so we could give them to her. My mother found the elder sister and gave her the socks and eggs. The elder sister and her husband were both very surprised and asked us why. My mother explained that as a Falun Gong practitioner, I follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She told them that I could not accept the gifts from her sister for merely helping her get her certificate of disability. They were very impressed that a Falun Gong practitioner could be so kind as to help someone out and not accept anything in return. As such, they became interested in learning Falun Gong and have practiced it ever since. They also often attend the weekly Fa study sessions at my house. The sister who sold shoes in the market one day needed to get to work but could not find her cane anywhere. A fellow practitioner suggested that maybe Master Li, the founder of Falun Gong, was giving her a hint that she no longer needed to use it. She also thought that she might no longer need to use it to walk. She now no longer uses the cane and walks the same as any healthy person. Both she and her sister know from first-hand experience the wonders of Falun Gong.
Canada. Documentary reveals Chinese organ trade shocks Winnipeg audiences. Human Harvest. China's Illegal Organ Trade, a documentary revealing the state-sanctioned organ trade in China, recently drew large audiences at the Reel to Reel Film Festival in Winnipeg, Canada. The Peabody Award-winning film was screened twice on February 20th and 21st at the festival, and the room was packed. Many attendees had to stand for the entire movie. David Mattis, a renowned Canadian human rights lawyer who is featured in the documentary, and Professor Zhang Yanling from University of Manitoba answered questions after the screening. Viewers also stopped at the Falun Gong practitioner's booth for informational materials about the persecution of Falun Gong and the organ harvesting in China. A senior gentleman said after watching the film that it was soul-stirring and made him very sad. He said to practitioners at the booth, "I will help you to find more people and get them to come and see this movie." A young woman said, "This organ harvesting is so evil, it cannot be tolerated. No matter how strong the forces of evil seem, they might be able to get away with it for a while, but goodness always wins in the long run."
Posters across China during holidays offer a message of hope and justice. Spanning from the last week in December to the Lantern Festival on January 15th of the lunar calendar, Chinese New Year is the biggest and longest holiday season in China. Falun Dafa practitioners visited their home neighborhoods and distributed informational materials with news of the recent movement to sue former dictator Jiang Zemin for launching the brutal persecution, which has lasted over 16 years. They also put up many posters in various regions to inform local residents of this important message. Posters were seen in Hebei Province, northeastern China, Shandong Province, as well as other provinces including Sichuan, Anhui, Hunan, Yunnan, and others.
Shanxi woman dies after 5 months in a coma. A 76-year-old woman from Liquan County, Shanxi Province, recently passed away after being in a coma for 5 months. Ms. Chen Shuxian was illegally arrested on April 24, 2011, for refusing to give up her faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. She suffered a fractured spine as a result of beatings during police interrogation and lost consciousness several times. By the time she was released, she was paralyzed and unable to care for herself. She fought for her life over the course of the next few years, only to slip into a coma last September and died on February 1st of this year. Life renewed through Falun Gong practice. Ms. Chen had suffered from migraines, high blood pressure, and various other maladies, but her ailments disappeared just 1 week after she began practicing Falun Gong in April 1997. 5 arrests, 2 forced labor terms. Ms. Chen was arrested a total of 5 times between 2000 and 2011 for refusing to give up her faith and twice subjected to forced labor in 2001 and 2008. Ms. Chen was first arrested in June 2000 when she went to Beijing to appeal for justice for Falun Gong. She was taken back to her hometown and put in prison without a trial or official sentencing. While imprisoned, she was often tortured and deprived of food. She was arrested again in January 2001 and sent to a forced labor camp where she was forced to work 16 hours a day while being denied restroom use. During this time, the local police often went to harass her children at home and work. A group of officers descended upon Ms. Chen's home in July 2002. When she resisted, the police grabbed her and dragged her along a muddy road. For the next 3 days, the police interrogated her with torture and gave her nothing to eat or drink. She soon became disoriented and passed out several times. Her son hardly recognized her when he came to visit her. Ms. Chen was arrested a fourth time on June 30, 2008, and given 1 year of forced labor after being tortured at a drug rehabilitation center for 16 days. The labor camp initially declined to accept her, citing her health condition, but the police chief used his connections to get her admitted. She was forced to work for more than 14 hours a day and was frequently verbally and physically abused. The guards also forced her to take various pills and injected her with unknown drugs. As a result, her blood pressure shot up to 200. Only then did the labor camp release her on medical parole, but not before forcing her family to pay 20,000 yuan. Ms. Chen's last arrest took place in April 2011. She was tortured so badly that she was never able to recover from her injuries. She fell into a coma last September and died 5 months later.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.